Yo, 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 what's happening? What's happening? Well, we're reporting live. Reporting live from the Gulf of America. All right, here. This is our first one. I'm big lost. I'm waiting on my co-host. I'm still getting used to everything, so we'll have some conversation. Everybody give me a second.
Yeah, what's poppin'?
Yo. Hey, what's going on, bro? How do we, you can turn this
in. How my mic sound?
But you sound great, bro. You sound great. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. You know, as you get off that road trip.
We got the road trip kind of going in and out a little bit. Yeah.
What about now?
Let me get this thing started, bro. You know, what I'm saying? A little soundboard over here. Real excited. It's first episode, episode one. All right. I'm reporting live from the Gulf of Alabama. I mean, the Gulf of America. It's official now. The Gulf of America. Yeah, I got my co-host, man. Yay. Good, bro.
What's good with you, man? Gulf of America sounds nice, don't it?
Yeah, it's right. I mean, it's ours. We own it. It makes sense. You know, it's crazy how I'll sit at my bay and call it the Bay of Mexico. It doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, shit, you can at least give Trump that much credit for making it make sense for once. Because that damn sure did it.
You should see how afraid of Trump I am.
Can you wrap up, please?
Yes, I can.
Look how crazy this motherfucker is, man.
That you're afraid of Trump.
There's a video before we get into the Super Bowl.
The city to be a space, safe space.
Before we get into the Super Bowl, man, there's some videos. Are you looking at the screen right now?
Yeah, I see the chicken and the purple.
Trans people, man. You better prepare for trans people to make this a very unsafe space.
I'm shaking right now. I don't want to be here.
Can you wrap up?
I'm sorry. Am I taking too long pleading for my life?
You remembered how many children I have. And
it looked like that person, that big ass guy with a dress on, looked like he's gonna take somebody's life. Yeah, he looked like the dangerous one.
How many? And the two of them are
this big ass trans
people. You better prepare for trans
people. These folks look crazy, man. If I seen this person on the subway while I was getting on, I'd be terrified.
Shaking right now. I don't want to be here. I'm sorry. Am I taking too long pleading for my life?
Yes, you are.
You remembered how many children I have and how many, and that two of them are trans.
I speak as both the B and the T in the LGBT.
What? Oh, wait. What? The B and the T. So what, he's bisexual and he's a trainee.
So what was the point even, you know what? I don't know. You ever seen that South Park episode where the teacher had the sex change, turned into a woman just to start dating women?
Exactly. So, what's the point? Like, you could have just saved all that. Imagine going to a political meeting and I got to announce my sexual preference before I begin speaking. Yeah, I like eating booty hole. All right. And
it's performative behavior.
And this is what I think we should do. We shouldn't put that grocery store right there. By the way, I eat booty hole.
Nothing to do with the other.
That's nuts, man.
I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is a connective tissue disorder that causes me immense physical pain. I'm on the autism spectrum, and I have narcolepsy, and I couldn't drive myself here, so I had to hide from my driver that I was in drag.
Who told her that? I mean, listen, how many of those you think are like self-diagnosis at this point? Like, look what everything she named, bro.
And I have narcolepsy, and I couldn't drive myself here, so I had to hide, which is a connective tissue disorder that causes me immense physical pain. I'm on the autism spectrum, and I have narcolepsy, and I couldn't drive myself here, so I had to hide from my driver that I was in drag, which is not an easy thing to do in drag.
I do not want to be here. What? It's my day off.
Oh my God. Who are these people? How did this group of people assemble? What, I mean, look at this.
Off. I do not want to be in your DMs. I do not want to be in your email inboxes. I do not want my creativity writing diss tracks like Kendrick. I don't want to spend an hour applying glitter on my
face. He's off the mic, folks. For the folks who are listening on Spotify, because we don't have video yet on Spotify. She's getting off the mic and walking around and yelling in people's face with makeup, with paint makeup, looking like she's a damn, like she's dressing up for Halloween, like a Halloween costume.
Like a clown.
Exactly. Like, I don't know. She's supposed to be Robert Downey Jr. for Halloween. I don't know. She's just yelling it and spitting in everybody.
Hear and see me.
You know she's
I kidding. Want you to listen to me.
Let us remember that the Nazis burned the books that the Nazis burned.
He's reading
books on gender sciences first. Now the administration has villainized and marginalized migrant workers, trans, LGBT people, and even special needs, denying life-saving and affirming care.
Can you look at me and tell me how many of my friends need to die before you do anything?
Please wrap up.
Look at me.
Okay, we're all done here.
Of course, we need to continue celebrating Black History Month because in spite of what's coming down from Washington, we all know that we all exist and we all need to be recognized for our existence.
But be aware that you are a guest in my house when you come. And when you
this is what happens when you close an insane asylum.
Queer and trans people in my classroom who will collect you with the quickness.
My name in drag is Dee Dee Delight. And my name out of drag is Dewey Cosgrove Atienza.
Out of drag?
Laddie LaRouge, he, they, in drag, District 3.
My legal name is Olivia D'Ambrosio. My public name is Livy Scanlon.
Protect big booty Latinas!
Man, what's up with that? I don't come over here disrespecting our women.
Well, I'm trying to protect them. I don't want them to get deported.
Fucking racist asshole.
How is that racist? I want big booty Latinas protected. Dude, I'm on your side. Tina, what are you doing?
I'm scared, my
boy. I'm not scared at all. What's going on?
Fucking push me.
Hey, I'm not touching you. I'm trying to protect you.
No, the fuck you're not.
Yes, I am. You're a big booty Latina.
No, when I saw this shit,
I want to protect you.
It's had me cracking up.
What I say, big booty Latina. What
are you doing? It had me cracking up.
Big booty Latina.
All he wanted, to tell him was he was like, he wanted to save the big booty Latinos. That's all he was trying to tell him.
And look, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I don't see anything wrong with it either. Like, that's his opinion. That's his thoughts. He wanted to save the big booty Latinos. He should have every right to be able to stand on the corner and protest that. And look at these damn folks, these thugs. Don't want him to save big booty Latinos. I can't believe it. Like, I don't know what they got against big booty.
Big booty Latinas can stay. Protect big booty Latinas.
Man, what's up with that? I don't come over here disrespecting our
Who would disagree with
I'm
that?
I'm trying to protect them. I don't want them to get deported.
Fucking racist asshole.
How is that racist? I want big booty Latinas protected. Dude, I'm on your side. Tina, what are you doing?
I'm scared, my
boy. I'm not scared at all. What's going on?
Fucking push me.
Hey, I'm not touching you.
I'm trying
to protect you.
No, the fuck you're not.
Yes, I am. You're a big booty
little
Latina.
Bit as, hey, little bit time. As Latino trying to touch
What time. I say, big booty says Latina. What are you going to do?
One more time,
big booty Latina. Big booty Latina.
Fuck you.
One more time. Maybe one more time.
Just go to the back right now.
Say it like 12.
He said it, kept saying it over and over.
Oh, I'm real scared. I'm real scared.
They're trying to take her behind a building. Come on, bro.
Protect her. I want to protect all big booty Latinas. If she's a nine, she's fine. Damn, protect she big good. Booty Latinas!
He's calling me out, but he won't go to the back with me real quick.
I'm not going to wrestle with two twinks and some fat Mexican.
I'm not going to wrestle with two twinks and a fat Mexican. That's how I feel. He's like, no, I'm not.
Fuck with this fat Mexican in the back.
If there's a taco truck right there, maybe. We want to protect big booty Latinas! Under all costs, big booty Latinas! Big booty Latinas are welcome to stay, not big booty Latinos. His ass, he's got to go.
Right, big I know that's right. Yeah, yeah. His ass got to go. Oh, shit, nigga. Oh, shit. All right, so hey, we about to get off into the Super Bowl situation, the halftime show. Everybody's been talking about. Everybody seems to have a huge issue with. You got some that love it, but everybody's like running around crazy with their head cut off like a chicken because they either don't fully understand it or they don't like it or they're just making it the biggest issue right now. Meanwhile, you got real problems. Hold on, okay. I'm checking out the Rumble right now. Let me see. Yeah, so people are upset, man. I don't get the big deal. It was okay. I'm a big Kendrick fan, just to let y'all know. Oh.
Yo, can you hear me? Yo, Lowski, you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. We had some, I think I heard it like an echo come through. But anyway.
Yeah, no, my echoing a little bit.
You echoing now?
Yeah, I've been echoing the whole time.
Oh, I don't hear it on this end.
Oh, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. It's like light.
So, like, what's your initial thoughts on the halftime show, Kendrick Lamar? I don't think we spoke about it yet.
No. I think we did it. I think I sent you the space. But yesterday we did a space about it. It was pretty good. I thought it was good. But I understand how people had some confusions about what was going on. But I thought it was dope overall.
I think what threw people off is, like Kendrick, he's a very deep dude, you know. And so, like, you're not prepared to hear something that's deep during a Super Bowl halftime show. It's just not the time and the place. So it's a format that's never been done before. So you got Samuel Jackson. They're doing a back and forth response to each other, him responding with music to what he's saying. What you think about it is dope, right? But people at first glance didn't understand it. the pro-America, the patriotism. I was saying that Black Americans should have did this a long time ago, bruh. Get in the forefront. Claim it. You're an American. All right? You've been here. You're the essence of America. You is what America represents. Okay? If we're talking about, you know, say honoring the Constitution and actually believing and following what the Constitution is nobody more patriotic than Black Americans. We need to own that, bro. I think Khalid, that singer from New Mexico. I think the singer from New Mexico. You know the one the dude with a teenage. What's the name of the song? You know what I'm talking about. He got that funny sounding song. He's a pop singer. He's kind of like heavy set and dark skinned dude. But anyway, he has something called American Teenager, a song that I really like. And I think he should have took that further. Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? She did her thing with the cowboy.
Yeah, the Cowboy Carter joint.
Yeah.
Khalid. For some reason, but the Khalid dude, I know you're talking about, he made a song, Young Broke High School Kid.
Yeah. Man, that album was fire though, bro. That entire album that he had came. I don't know what he's been dropping recently. I know that album specifically, but he had a whole bunch of like pro-American stuff on there. You know what I'm saying? And I liked it. And I think I think this was around 2016 when that came out. I was saying, you know, would it be dope if like at one of these reward shows they just dick it out America everything? You got you know what I'm saying, the cowboys come out, women, and you know what I'm saying, the boots got American flag on it. Just flags everywhere, just deck it out, super, super American, have it all Black people. That way, hey, we put the message out there that the representation of the quintessential American is a Black. That's a good message to throw out there worldwide, globally. Like, damn, we here, we the ones created this. We the ones, you know, what took part in creating what we have. So, out of shit, man, like, I think Kendrick Lamar, better late than ever, he's taking that, you know what I'm saying? With, you know, Beyonce, she was the first. I got to give her credit. But I like what he did that at the halftime show. You know, making it known, hey, we American and proud. It's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Being American and proud. Bro, you know how much we can contribute it to the culture of America? America would not be what it is today without Black Americans.
That's a fact.
Shit, I don't know what it'll be. Fucking Russia or something. It'll be the Ukraine. But anyways, I wanted you to see this because I know you'll like it. This is Kamala Harris's people.
I am. Reincarnated. I was stargazing.
When they life tribute, go- they doing a little tribute to Kendrick Lamar.
No. Reincarnated. I was stargazing. Life goes on. Honey, hug my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That could my seat. IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get off. I get off at my feet.
I go Kamami Harris right there.
Feel good, get the fuck out my thighs. Look good, but she don't got no ties. I walk in, walk out with the size. Man, don't let me know what the price. Squabble up, squabble up.
What you think about that, Kanye? You think they did a pretty good job?
I mean, given it's them, yeah. Well, because they like the choreography was off a little bit. They weren't really in sync, but I'm impressed for them. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like if a 4-year-old can do his additions and multiplications, like, oh, that's pretty cool for a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I see it. Like, yeah, it's pretty dope for them.
Yeah, man. They, like you said, they was off beat. But, you know, they got some fat asses, though, look like they got some fat asses, though. Can't get mad at that. So did you like this one more than Did you like this one more than the last one, the Usher?
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
You like this one more than that one?
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand the level of pettiness and trolling he was doing. So for me, it was beautiful. And I think that's the point I made yesterday, too. Like, wait, this was last year?
Yeah. Birthday suit. Hey man, this shit was fire. I can't even lie.
Yeah.
But, you know, Quincy had to do his own thing. Man. I ain't trying to get no, I don't think I, can I get, I don't know. Can I get copyright strikes? Maybe. Minor!
They not like us! They not like us!
He said this kid's target audience. Like some game
right probably here. A minor!
Wow. I don't think that's his target audience, bro.
Kendrick Lamar.
Look at,
you ain't shit by far. You talking about you write your own. Fuck you, Kendrick Lamar.
These some videos I had, you ain't shit. I was looking at earlier. By far. I saved them.
You talking about you write your own shit. Come on, let me see you write down this, bitch. Let me tell you how you keep the...
Come write this down, bitch. Why Tokyo?
Why
is she like this, bro? Her and Tia Kemp are like the worst women ever. Like they are like, I hate to like say like cancer to society, bro, but they're just poisonous, man. If you just look at them, the personified just anti-black, dog. I remember the time that somebody accused her of skin bleaching, and she went on this huge rant about. Man, y'all niggas, some of y'all niggas need the skin bleach. Y'all need the skin bleach. Get some of that dirt off your face. All that black, that dirt, get that black off. And she just always so negative and just anti-black, anti-like humanity, bruh. So of course she would be against something positive like this. Of course she would. Like her and Tia Kemp, bruh, I said it before. Tia Kemp, she's the worst ever too. You talking about like, how the hell do you get stuck with the worst baby mama in human history, my nigga? Just two bitter anti-black bitches. I can't stand their ass, bro. Be honest. Tia Kemp, she always sucking on her teeth, talking about my baby dad ain't shit. That nigga ain't shit. Rick Ross, that fat motherfucker. Bitch, you was sucking and fucking on that nigga. But she the same way, man. Horrible individuals. But look what she got.
See. Terrible.
There's a part. Talking about this, that, that shit ain't art. Making a party all in the street. New York, come on, bitch, tell me what's the beef. Man, who? Drake, boo? That nigga been around like 22 years, boo.
And why she in a bando right now? I just not noticed that. Well, she ran out of money. All right, so whenever they run out of money, the thing is, hate on black people even more. Just shit on any black person that's doing anything positive and hope for the best. That's the name of the game when it comes to these folks.
Better get that self-hate grift.
That's self-hate money. Easiest thing they could do because they already hate niggas anyway. They hate black people anyway. They hate themselves. They hate black people. So, shit, if they can make some money off of hating black people and hate themselves, shit. They count me in, they said.
What the fuck you talking about, man? Can't get a girl? What's the background? Doing little sissy shit, bitch. Yeah. I ain't pulling up no real shit.
This bitch, she done made a goddamn anti-Kendrick Lamar dish. That's unbelievable, dog.
He fucked her. They had intercourse with one another. Drake fucked Serena Williams. He fucked her. They had intercourse with one another. Recreational intercourse. Have you ever heard the term? Still hit, though? Like, is it a diss that some girl Drake used to fuck is standing there with, you know, Drake's biggest enemy? Or is it like, hey, I used to bang that chick, and now she got a husband and kids?
Yo.
How the fuck is that? Am I stupid? Am I fucking stupid? She's crip walking. Unless Drake's a fucking blood, what difference does it make? Drake still nailed her. Or am I fucking stupid? Let me know.
This motherfucker trolling, bro. Do you think Drake actually hit Serena Williams for real?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so, bro. I think when he do stuff like that, it's just for the aesthetics. It's just for, you know, hey, I got this, what people consider a black queen on my side right here. And she got a big booty.
Well, you remember that chick, Johnny Blaze?
Johnny Blaze?
Yeah, it's a chick from Houston. Her name is Johnny Blaze.
Well, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. She's, I would say she was fairly attractive. She was on Growing Up Hip Hop. Anyway, make long story short, Drake was smashing her and the scissor chick. So I believe him.
I'm looking at her right now. All right, that's a cartoon character. The rapper? Okay. She's a rapper, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she is pretty fine.
Yeah, she said Drake cut her off because she exposed the fact that he was smashing her raw.
Look, man, I'm not afraid to say it, bro. Serena Williams is not an attractive lady. I'm just being 100, bro. Cannot be real. Cannot be real. All right. We on Rumble now. Shout out. Shout out to Rumble. We on YouTube streaming right now. I can be real, man. I can say what I want. All right. She is not attractive. Okay. I'm sorry. I just can't lie. Phenomenal. She seems like a nice person. Phenomenal tennis player, historic tennis player. Big fan. My kids are big fans of hers. But I don't think Drake has it in him to even try to get that much clout by fucking Serena. Because I know it would be a lot of clout to him. Like, man, that's just something, that's like a trophy. Like, I could take home and brag about that. Yeah, smash Serena. You know what I'm saying?
But, see, I think he did, though. Because he talked about it. When he was beefing with Common, remember? What's up, girl?
Did she deny it?
No.
You said no?
Yeah,
I don't think that's as big a diss as people think. Oh, Serena was there. Who gives a fuck? He fucked her. He had intercourse with her. Anyways.
This nigga is in a fucking... This nigga. Is that a garage? Is he at a store? Where's he at? Does he has like his own little personal? Is this his own setup in his house? Anyways, all right. That's a smart idea to organize stuff. But anyways, yeah, man. I don't know. I don't think he actually smashed her for real, bro. But if he did, shout out to him. White people are enjoying. White people wasn't doing it. Why?
You keep fucking with me.
How much of this do you think this is actually real? You think he's like just trying to get views online, or I think sometimes with these videos, people just be like engagement forming. I don't think this guy, this white kid, is actually that big of a fan of Kendrick Lamar. Hey, set up the camera. We about to go viral. Hey, I'm a white guy who likes black music. And all, you know, all the white people gonna crowd around. Ooh, you invited to the cookout. You a white king. You like us. You want to come to the cookout? You on mute, Kanye, if you're talking. So I don't even think, I don't be liking this kind of stuff, bro. It's like, is the word, is it patronizing? Is that the word? Acting fake. Trying to, you know what I'm saying? It, not even trying to make us feel better, just trying to get views and likes and shit like that. You ain't got to do that, white people. Just, you know, you ain't got to do that.
Hey, mama. I mean, there's too many options. I'm going to flash on the body and John Stockton. Get your ass in the bottom with God watching. So you better pop out the show. Certified bookie man, I'm the one up the score. Walk it down the whole time, I know he got some more. No way! No way he said it. He fucking said it.
What is that?
Say, Drake, I hear you like a young.
Hey, you know what? That had got me excited too. You know, that had got me real excited when he did that. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. Amazing wordsmith, man, from Kendrick Lamar with doing that.
Yo, that was. Did you see the lowercase a chain war?
Nah, I didn't see that.
Get a lowercase a chain on. A minor.
Lowercase K?
A. The chain Kendrick Lamar was wearing. It was a lowercase A.
Oh, that's for PG Lane.
You sure?
Yeah, that's the symbol.
Okay, I thought it was a little dig. It could have been a double entendre.
Could be. But I don't think he'll get a chain made for that song. All right, so this is the symbol for PG Lang right here. You see it? That's the logo, which is kind of weird too, because it's got kids. This kid's reaching for an A. What's that beeping? Oh, that's outside. You see? Are you looking at it?
Yeah, you see what I mean? Like. I think it's a double entendre. Like, it is also the logo, but it's also like a slight dig at Drake.
Why is the kids reaching for it though? I ain't never noticed that.
It's probably his kid.
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird.
Wait, is this his company?
You know what I'm saying? So I don't.
Wait, is PG Lang Kendrick company?
Yeah, this is a label.
Okay, so it's probably his children. Like, building a label together.
Well, what does it mean? All right, so
that's what I'm saying. Like, they probably just building a label together. Like, they putting an A.
You should have never brought this up, because now it's like the wormhole. Like, why? Why?
He's trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
He just struck a chord with me, because that's crazy. And it's A minor.
Lowercase A?
K dot reignited the country with the song. He's saying A minor lyrics point. On social media, many rap fans speculated that the chain Kendrick wore during the performance, which was literally a minor letter A, was also a diss towards Drake, while others explained it was part of the PG Lang brand. Wow. Wow. Look at that.
You see?
That's a pretty nice size bezel. Kendrick Lamar just had 100,000 people call Drake a pedophile in front of 100 million people by wearing an A minor necklace. Hilarious, nigga. Hilarious. Give a round of applause for you, man.
Yeah, that soundboard is clutch.
Yeah, it's a must-have. I still the destinations. I still got to get right for like streaming on what. Like, I still got to get everything in order. I had to put in applications at certain destinations to get to go live. Spotify, I was trying to do live video on Spotify, which they like, bro, like, you're going to have to be, you ain't Joe Budden, nigga. My bad, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, you know, you ain't Joe Budden, nigga. So they don't even have that feature, turns out. That's what I've been working on for the past week. I'm like, bro, I want to get the video to go live to Spotify. They don't even do that shit. So, but it's gonna be on there within a couple hours after we get done. It's not gonna be in video. It's gonna be in audio. I got to work on that. And then the Twitter thing. My account got deleted, so this new account I have, I don't think I'm able to do. I know for sure you got to wait like 30 to 90 days or something on a new account before you even able to get the check mark, before you're able to stream directly to it. So,
yeah, I think you need about 500 followers too, right?
Nah, you don't need 500 followers. You just got to have.
Okay.
You just got to pay for premium, and then also. Yeah, you got to pay for premium. So I'm going to let you deal with that on that account. That's why I gave you the password, because I'm paying for all this already. So you might have to pick that one up.
All right.
So, yeah, man. So back to this. Shit, hilarious, bro. Okay. I had a couple more things I wanted to go over before we get over there.
Yeah, we're supposed to be reviewing the Super Bowl, John.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like the reaction to the Super Bowl, like all the different. I don't think I can just play it outright. I don't know. That's
copyright. I'm tripping.
A copy strike.
Well, no, if we reacting to it, we could be able to react to it.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Hold on one second. Every time I click off to do something, it takes me off the screen. Hold on. I'm gonna see if I can come back on my laptop. Hey, you will text me this link again.
All right. So it's on my laptop. Let's see.
Okay. Well, hold on. Never mind. I can do it.
Yeah, that's why I had to send it to you through the DMs, because if I do it that way. So, but yeah, people are not liking it. So we about to see the day. You know, what we're going to think about it. I already saw it. I know you already saw it, but we about to do a deep dive analysis.
All right, here we go.
About to do it.
All right, I'm see if I can connect from my my laptop. Yeah, you know, my birthday Friday, bro.
Oh man, for real?
Yep.
So you got the same daughter as my birthday, and also Shy's daughter. And
your birthday on Friday too?
No, my daughter's birthday is on Friday. Shaw's daughter's birthday is on Friday, and your birthday too, man. You got anything planned?
No, not really. You know, I ain't had nothing going on for real.
Niggas getting old, don't be doing shit for their birthdays.
Yeah, I'm just chilling, bro. I might give me a cigar or something. That's about it. I just think being weird.
All right. Hold on, I'm about to pull it up now. Hold on. Looks like I go on YouTube, huh? Did you get a chance to watch his interview on Apple Music?
No, I didn't check it.
It's a pretty good interview, but we'll check it out later. Still got some time. Get some highlights.
Because yeah. It's crazy. I'm literally on. It's telling me to use the link. I got to download Google Chrome. I'm on Google Chrome, and it's still sending me a thing to download Google Chrome.
You're not able to get in?
Not for my laptop. It's telling me to download Google Chrome, which I already have, and I just pasted it on my laptop, and it's still not letting me do it.
So you can't hear me right now?
No, I can hear you.
You just can't hear like the videos?
No, I can hear. I can see everything. I hear everything. I'm talking about. I was trying to do it from my laptop because I'm on my phone right now.
Oh, okay.
Because when you said you was doing yours from your laptop, it made me think, oh, shit, I should probably do mine from my laptop too.
Yeah, I'm using Chrome.
Yeah, it's telling me to install Chrome, but I already have it installed. Like, I'm on Chrome, and it's telling me to use Chrome, which makes no sense.
The National Football League welcomes you to the Apple Music Super Bowl 59 Halftime Show.
Salutations! It's your Uncle Sam, and this is the Great American Game!
My Gemini twin back powering up, no more handshakes and hugs. The energy only circulate through us, everybody must be judged. But this time, God only favoring us. 20 years in, still got that pen dedicated to a bit hard truth. Etiquette speak with a bit.
All right, so apparently this track right here. You listening, Kanye? You there? So for the folks
listening, I'm here.
Yeah, apparently this is unreleased, but it's supposed to be for the Captain America soundtrack that's coming up. Supposed to be getting released Friday, I hear. It's supposed to be like the song for that, for the Captain America. That's what I heard. It's not confirmed, but it sounds awesome though. No,
I'm carrying heavier hearts right now. I can power lift with Olympians too. Carrying various darts right now. I deserve this like tiramisu. We go body for body. I hand you a body. I'm probably a better masseuse. Really don't bother nobody. But they run it by me. If I got to clear out the room, you would not get the picture. If I had to sit you for hours in front of the loo, when I have a soul. Even if I told you to stand next to Johnny and Q. Started with nothing but government cheese, but now I can seize the government too. Remember the fools, them color was tan and brown, but now the hundred in blue. Remember I said on the greatest back when the number one and number two.
Ooh, that beat, bruh. That beat go hard, nigga.
Nobody would they run it by me if I got to clear out the room. You would not get the picture if I had to sit you for hours in front of the loo. When I have a soul, even if I told you to stand next to Johnny and Q. Started with nothing but government cheese, but now I can seize the government too. Remember the fools, them color was tan and brown, but now the hundred and blue. Remember I said on the greatest back when you debated the number one and number two. Topic was always hilarious to me. You carried them to me, I brought out the The revolution about to be televised. You picked the right time, but the wrong guy.
All right, so everybody was getting out of the car, right? So it was like a packed car.
In front of the
news. Oh, so wrong guy. Everybody getting out. Everybody was riding with him. So they said it like he like had everybody riding. Everybody got out of the same car.
Me incarnated, I'm a stargazer. Life goes on, honey, to hug my babies. Woke up looking for the broccoli. Hot key, keep a horn on me. That could box see IP. Ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet. Rocking it, quit pro quo, what you want, cause I'm watching it. Work on the flow, let me know if you clocking it. Brody won't go, but I know that he popping it. It was worth tickets on sale till I silenced it. Pipe down young, these some whole other politics. That's a what in them, that's a lot of what. Don't hit him, he got kids with him, my apologies. Ghetto child, he was blacky mouse with a smeared off. We outside water, about to kill them all. Blaps, blaps, back, brick a raw. Tell me why you boys rap if it's fiction. No, tell me why you boys fed if it's criminal. Hey, Doc, can I get a drop? No, hey, boom, boom, from the west side to Senegal. Full moon, let the wolves out. I've been a dog. Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up. What? Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up. What? Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up.
No, 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 no! Too loud, too reckless, too ghetto. Mr. Lamar, do you really know how to play the game? Then tighten up.
Nobody pray for me. Been
that
day for me.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa known them with some counterfeit. Now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant. Matter of fact, I'm down in this. Do say with my bouquet, tastes like too late for the analyst. Girl, knocking by you, the world with my pay stub. I know it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds?
Yeah, I guess this one, It said he was having like audio issues or something, like some technical issues. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, you probably got to go in your settings. So I'm going to rewind it a little bit because my dog is acting a goddamn fool. That's why I wasn't able to see nothing.
Boys fed if it's criminal. No. Hey, Doc, can I get a drop?
No.
Hey, boom, boom, from the west side to Senegal. Full moon, let the wolves out. I've been a dog. Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up. Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up, squabble up. What? Squabble up, squabble up.
Yeah, listen, bro. I fuck with his outfit, bro. I fuck with his outfit. I don't know what the fuck these niggas talking about. They talking about bell bottoms been in for damn 2 years now. Like, these old ass niggas need to get with the times, man. Like, I'm 32, 33. I mean, I know that. I'm old, but I know that shit. Right.
Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up.
No, 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 no! Too loud, too reckless, too ghetto. Mr. Lamar, do you really know how to play the game? Then tighten up!
Nobody pray for me. It's been a day for me. Well, yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa known them with some counterfeit. Now I'm counting this. How much I'm with my accountant. No matter fact, I'm down with this. Do say with my bouquet, tastes like too late for the analyst. Girl, knocking by you, the world with my pay stub. I know it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? Are you waiting?
Look, see, this is me right here. I know I'm stupid, but nigga, bell bottoms been in, nigga. He's been rocking this shit. I got on the Hellstar bell bottoms right there. Nah, yeah. Hellstar and then St. Martin shirt. Oh, we need to, I rock those too, bro.
Just AM to the PM, PM to the AM funk. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still ride Mercedes. If I quit the season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a, be humble, sit down.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so what's wrong with the American flag, bro? Everybody got issues. I seen somebody with the profile picture of this right here, and that shit was fire. Like, for real. Nigga, I wouldn't mind getting this, like, printed out on a poster like this right here. You feel me? Like, put on the wall somewhere. Shit beautiful.
I
He talking about lineage. He talking about heritage. He talking about, he telling a story. I got loyalty. I got royalty inside of my DNA. See how it all goes? You know what I'm saying? You're not like us. We're different. You come to America and try to take heritage and try to steal heritage. That's what he said in the other song that he played, Euphoria. It's like a timeline, bro. It's all in sync with each other of the overall message that he's getting. These niggas on here, bro, they mad. They trying to pussy pop, or they trying to, you know what I'm saying, ass pop and shit. When niggas listen to the damn message, what he trying to say. And if you don't, you know what I'm saying, move the fuck on, you feel me? Let's see. I'm trying to get this shit shared out. All right. I don't know why people got to hate so much. My bad, y'all. Hold on. Okay. All right, let me, yeah, there we go. Okay. My bad. Let's get back to playing it. That's power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. That's hustle, the ambition flow inside my DNA. Was born like this, perform like this. Y'all shoot what new weapon, transform like this. Wish y'all shoot what new weapon. Like he forgot the words right there. He forgot the words right there. Perform this with y'all shoot this new weapon. And, he wasn't supposed to repeat that. That's the whole thing. Hold on. There go your failure. Yeah, okay. I was saying he messed up one of the words because that's Joshua's new weapon. Man, this dude, he's talking about, like, Jesus in the Bible and shit during the halftime show. Like, when has that ever happened? Why are all the conservative Christians upset? The only artist. What other artist had, like, back-to-back songs, gospel songs, basically, about Christianity at the halftime show? What other artist?
These bums away from me. Keep my essence contagious. That's okay with me. Burn this thing down. Don't you play with me. Stay with me. Crashing out right now.
Everybody got gold teeth. That's funny.
They say for me, did it with integrity. These boys try to hate on me. Just wait and see. More blood be spilling. This is pain to me. Dangerously. Ain't no changing me. Ain't no shaming me. Flip a coin. You want the dangerous me or the famous me? How annoying. From the poison in the game I speak. Ashamed of me. It's important. I deserve it all because it's mine. Why you think you deserve the greatest of all time?
Oh, see, you brought your homeboys with you. The old culture cheat code. Scorekeeper, deduct one life.
Hi. What? Look.
You can
wait.
Peek-a-boo.
I just put the buggers in my chain. Peek-a-boo. 80 points.
Oh, you there, Kanye?
Yeah, hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, how long you been out, bro?
No, I've been here all the time.
Oh, okay.
All right. I had an apple come off. Let's
get you covered if I'm doing pasta. Peek-a-boo. Why you acting tough on IG Live? Peek-a-boo. You know my loved ones with that. Let's get it. Peek-a-boo. Surprise. It's your boy, Jackie Cheese. I FaceTime my op. Yeah, I'm up the street. Peek-a-boo. It's AZZ.
I like that little harmonization that he added to the song. Peek-a-boo. That shit go hard, nigga.
I'm popping out your band, that's what my name.
Pickable.
I put two foreigns on a 4-5.
Pickable.
That's catchy pepper if I'm doing pasta.
Pickable.
Why you acting tough on IG Live?
Pickable.
You know my loved ones with that. Let's get it.
Pickable.
Surprise, it's your boy, Jackie G.
Pickable.
I FaceTime my op, yeah, I'm up the street.
Pickable.
It's AZZ, I put the boys to sleep.
Pickable.
He on the ground, praise God, and stomping feet.
Pickable.
Ladies.
Talking about praising God and stomping feet. What? Nigga, the conservatives should love this shit, but I guess they blinded by the hatred. Well, what Sonny was talking about?
Yep, that's precisely what this is.
Fake, like the fake outrage, you know, the whole gaslighting and virtue signaling and all that. Trying to grift, folks trying to, you know what I'm saying, go viral and stuff. Ooh, it was bad. It was stupid. I don't see what. See, the Christian, he's the devil. He's the devil, bruh. The only artist to ever bring up Bible scriptures during a halftime show, but yet, you saying he's the devil? Come on, bruh.
Yes, I want to make a move. I want to perform their favorite song. But you know they love to sue.
Yeah, they got all their clothes on. All right. No ass shaking. I don't even, the people that criticize, I don't even think they watched this halftime show, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think most of them didn't even watch it.
I don't think they did either. Hey, go back 10 seconds, though.
They bad as fuck.
Doing pasta? Pickable. Why you acting tough on that? It's important. I deserve it all because it's mine. Why you think you deserve the greatest of all?
I like this one a lot, bro.
I just put the buggers in my chain.
Pickable.
80 pointers like a Kobe Dame.
Pickable.
7-6-2s, I make them plank.
Pickable.
I'm popping out your band, that's what my name.
Pickable.
I put two foreigns on a 4-5.
Pickable.
That's catchy pepper if I'm doing pasta.
Pickable.
Why you acting tough on IG Live?
Pickable.
You know my loved ones with that. Let's get it.
Pickable.
Surprise, it's your boy, Jackie G.
Pickable.
I FaceTime my op, yeah, I'm up the street.
Pickable.
It's AZZ, I put the boys to sleep.
Pickable.
He on the ground, praise God, and stomping feet.
Pickable.
Ladies,
yes,
I want to make a move.
Sure.
I want to perform their favorite song, but you know they love to sue.
Song?
Yeah, that song.
That song.
Oh, maybe I think about it.
Oh, no.
No, what?
Well, that chain is funny, though, my nigga.
Say, ladies,
yeah, my favorite part was he teased, not like us.
You lost your damn mind.
This world just did that.
Hey, Roman number Ooh. 7.
I just watched that new Luther Vandross documentary last night on HBO. It was pretty good. Oh, I think CNN did it. But yeah, man. Real tearjerker. You know what I'm saying? Luther Vandross.
This world was mine. I
take it. I'm glad to watch that movie.
This world was mine. I take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light. Hit them strictly with that fire. Fire, fire. Fire, fire, fire.
My boy loves this song, bro. My wife loves this song.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Hard work, she only do what she love. Weakness, get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Kind of spook. But she obviously lives for me. I wish she didn't live for me. She must live in the village. She did it. I kept fighting.
What you gonna do to me? Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a morgue, bring a sword, but you can't bring the truth to me. Pump you and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence. Promises all in your conversation. I hate those that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing. I don't even like you.
Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. Of small percentage who I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning on my mama,
maybe
Solana.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer. Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what America wants. Nice and calm. You're almost there. Don't mess this.
He did a good job.
Oh, no.
It's a cultural divide. I'm a
he did a good job. Samuel Jackson did a very phenomenal job. Cause that's live, nigga. That's hard. That takes Broadway. And that piano, I think it's called, which is Broadway, that Samuel Jackson was in it. Yeah, it's paying off. It shows. I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't think a lot of people wouldn't be able to do it. Act live like that in front of hundreds of millions of people without messing up.
You know he's the highest grossing actor of all time, right?
I did not know that.
Damn. Yeah, he was in all the Avenger movies, and they did billions of dollars. He was in all of them. He's credited for that.
$40 acres and a mule. This is bigger than a mule.
Got that bag.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
They get on it like that.
Hey, I'm tripping, I'm sliding, I'm riding through the back like fuck. Mustard on a beat, bro. Beat, bro. In the rap, he a freak, though. Man, damn, call like Ember Lambs. Tell him breathe. Let them boys to the cross, they walk around like geese. What's up with these Draconio? Trying to see Compton. In the street can hate me, bump them all in their mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. Finna crash on his body, I'm John Stockton. What? Beat your and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up the score. Walking down a whole time, I know he got some hoe. Pull, it's Dutch, bully defro. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You bet I ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister.
One more time, bro.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one up the score. Walking down a whole time, I know he got some hoe. Pull, it's Dutch, bully defro.
Nigga, this nigga crazy, bro.
Fire, bro. Like, yo, the look at the camera. Like, look at the camera, like, gotcha.
Say Drake. Like, you didn't think I was going to say it, did you? Say Drake. I hear you like a meon. It's still funny the way he said it to this day. It's like, say Drake. I hear you like a meon. You sound like a fucking, like a your worst enemy, nigga. Like,
you like I'm young. You bet I ever go to cell block one. To any that
so did he do the little thing where he did at the pop out where he put his yeah, I think he did.
Go to cell block one.
Yeah, he did do that, bro. Every time he do that shit with his hands, bro.
Drake, I hear you like I'm young.
See how he put his hand down? Like a little kid.
Yeah.
He do that, he did that at the pop up. And I'm like, oh, this nigga ruthless. This nigga's crazy. Alright, let me
You bet I ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to me in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me jump, the only one to get your hammer down. Party at the party, playing with his nose now. Baka got a weird case, why I see around. Certified lover boy, certified. I'm on him tough.
Yeah, they told him, yeah, you can't say that, bro. Like, you just can't say somebody's a certified pedophile. You can't say somebody's a certified. You can say everything else, K-Dot, but certified pedophile, that's where we draw the line, nigga.
I'm gonna do my stuff. Why you trolling like a ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably a minor.
Nigga, the whole 80s.
That's what they've been waiting on the whole fucking game, bro, because at this point it was a blowout, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they was like, yeah, Kansas City, but yeah, not that pissed off. But yeah, they had the whole era, they was waiting on this moment the entire time. A minor! And people's grandmothers.
Oh, it's A Chain. You funny as hell for that.
And niggas, yeah. And niggas, a white grandmother's in the crowd, like, what the hell is going on here? A minor? What?
Chord and it's probably A minor.
Like he did it. He said it.
They not like us. No. They not like us. No. They not like us.
What?
They not like us.
No.
They not like us.
No.
They not like us.
Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Hold on. I go by the name of K. Dot Dot Kendrick Lamar, OK Lama, Mr. Morale. This is GNX. We come all the way from Compton, California to a party with y'all. Let me hear you say, hey, I get mad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my foot up on the gas, but somebody got.
I'm so happy for this dude right here, man. He said he was going through depression. He was looking, he wasn't driving songs for real. It was this and that, and this brung him out of that dark space in his life. I'm so happy. Yeah, I'm happy he having the year that he's having right now, bro. He definitely needed it because he's not a bad guy. I know plenty of people that know him. They say he's a very good guy, and you know he's nice and to everybody and shit like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Kendrick did this whole move just to help him out. You know what I'm saying? That's what kind of guy Kendrick is, bro.
Turn his TV off. Ain't no other king in this rap thing, they siblings. Nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. In a city where the flag be getting thrown. Pass interference, padlock around a crash. Pulling up in unmarked truck just to play freeze tag. Bone a pick like it was sea bass. When I made it out, I made about 50K from a show. I showed y'all the ropes before they hung from a rope. I'm prophetic. They talk about it, hot daddy. Good for saving face, I seen the cosmetics. Hairs I gotta take to level my aesthetics. Hurry up, your muscle up, we up the higher metric. Ran up out of luck, soon as I up the highest metric. Super Bowl made a feat, you're diabetic. Mouth, you full of deceit. Cowards tell it, walk in New Orleans with the etiquette of L.A. Yeah, they acting bad, but somebody gotta do it. Got my owner, but some gotta. Turn his TV off.
The only thing I would say that in hip hop has come close to what he pulled off, and he's by far the best, was Gucci Mane performing The Truth against Young Jeezy. That's about it. Like, he performed his diss songs about Young Jeezy in front of Young Jeezy on the verses. Thought that was dope.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, Kendrick performed his diss song that went, you know, 20 times platinum, by the way, in front of 100 million people. 100,000 lives. And they all were screaming A minor.
Kendrick just protested, performed, beefed, buried, outshined, proved, promoted, amazed all under 15 minutes. Yep, sure did. Serena bringing out Kendrick bringing out Serena Williams to Crip Walk. Trash. Who cares? She's not trash, man. She just, I don't know. I just don't look at her as a sex symbol. I love how Kendrick had to censor everything. Yep, sure did. Here again, Nas' views surpassed MJ's halftime show, and now he's made. So yeah, so it's the that I also heard that it was the most watched halftime show. You know what I'm saying? So damn, T-Pain did a reaction. Let me see. Wow. Yeah, the replay value is crazy. Like, the more I watch it, the more I like it. I hate when it happens. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so many people that, you know, huh?
That makes it timeless. Like, go back and watch it many times you want. So I like that. That's dope.
Man, all these people hating on it. People just be hating on the shit, man. You know, but it is what it is. Anything you want to say, man, before we wrap it up, man? Episode one. I'm gonna be better prepared. I didn't work a couple kinks out even while I was on air. Have better audio. I got to work on the TikTok because the TikTok thing, they tripping right now. I got to get that going. I'm gonna have video. Have myself on video next time. I don't like doing this.
Yeah, me too. Like, I can't find my damn mic. Hope I didn't leave it at the damn Airbnb. But yeah, forgive me for my audio. It's a little terrible. I got a mic I gotta use.
Yep. Well, folks. I appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. Go ahead and subscribe and follow on Rumble, on YouTube, on Twitter, on TikTok. Hey, we everywhere. We everywhere, dog. I'm so proud of us. Yeah, because I've been working on this while I've been working and while I've been doing other stuff with the kids. I could have been gave up, but, you know, it is what it is. Persistence is key. Everybody, are you my co-host? All right, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We both co-host.
Yeah, so
we're the co-host.
Yep.
No hierarchy in here, all right? It's all equal. So everybody have a great evening, man. I think we're going to be doing it there too. This is a nice time. Tuesdays around this time. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, bro.
I mean, damn. Wednesday. So you got, let's see, you got Mondays with Sonny and then Wednesdays with me. And then I got some other stuff. We'll figure it out. All right, everybody. I'm about to end the broadcast. It's been an hour and 15 minutes.
Peace.